The Bloomington City Council will meet tonight in its first of several scheduled deliberations over the city's comprehensive plan. City Council member Steve Voland says the comprehensive plan is a guiding document for the Unified Development Ordinance, or UDO, a legal statement of city policy.
The comprehensive plan is simply a policy. While we adopt it by ordinance, it just represents it's like a mission statement or a set of standards for how we want to be. But the zoning ordinance, the UDO, is law. Like, it's literally what you have to do. And it doesn't necessarily have to track with every single word of comprehensive plan. You know, we might make exceptions that we don't talk about in general terms in the plan. But for the most part, we're basing our revision of our zoning ordinance on the revision of our mission statement.
The comprehensive plan is the successor to what the city used to refer to as the growth policy plan. Voland said under the previous city's previous growth policy plan, large-scale developments like the Square City Block Smallwood apartment complex and the Hilton Garden Inn were allowed.
Smallwood inadvertently set the template for development downtown that the GPP sort of enabled. I mean, it's still good that we have residences and density downtown that have built up over the past decade or more. But we, as a city, may have gone too far, you know, with too many of a single type of population concentrated in one place. It's still better for, I mean, the bus service has exploded in use because we did put a lot of people in a compact place that could be served by the bus. And if they had all been housed in places that were on the periphery of the city or farther away from downtown, like was being done in the 90s, we'd have a hell of a demand for parking and a whole lot more traffic than we have right now. So, you know, we're making progress, but some things worked, some things didn't. And our job now is to try to figure out what the next 10 or 15 years look like.
Voland says the council is setting aside separate times to review the city's comprehensive plan, partly as a result of lawsuits filed against the city after rushing through previous unified development ordinances that courts found to have violated realtors' rights.
The city got sued and lost because they made arbitrary changes to the map in the UDO that the council didn't catch because there was so much to digest. Because we didn't take long enough. As a result, just for the new GPP, for the new comprehensive plan, we're going to start tonight. First of all, we're meeting on a Tuesday for several meetings in a row, in addition to our regular Wednesday schedule. Secondly, we're going to be meeting every other week for like the next 3 months just to consider this document on Tuesday night. We're going to spend a couple of hours. I don't even know how many hours we're going to spend debating each chapter. I think there's 7 or 8 chapters in the plan, just to make sure we get it right. And we made it clear to the administration that we were not going to pass it quickly.
Councilmember Voland, whose district includes most of downtown Bloomington, says he encourages members of the community to either come to the meetings or at least pay attention to what's going on.
If anyone has an interest in the future of the city, these are the meetings to watch. We'll be talking about philosophy and broad strokes and, you know, what the city should be through the course of debating this document.
Council member Susan Sandberg also encouraged city residents to pay attention to deliberations over the comprehensive plan.
So tonight we start the conversation with the downtown, which is certainly a critical piece of the heart and soul of our city. And each subsequent Tuesday meeting, we will tackle another of the chapters. If there are any amendments that council members hope to place on it, that will all be discussed and shared with the public in advance and incorporated into the document. But it's the planning document, and it's a big deal.
The City Council will begin deliberations over the comprehensive plan tonight at 6:30 in Council Chambers at the Showers Building.